This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. More than 648,000 people now have died globally from COVID-19. The figure is more than 147,000 in the United States and exceeds 87,000 in Brazil. The number of global infections exceeds 16.2 million, 4.2 million in the U.S. and 2.4 million in Brazil. The only other country that has more than a million confirmed infections is India, which has about 1.4 million confirmed cases. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says that new coronavirus being unveiled Monday would pay the country's 16 million unemployed workers 70% of their own one-time salaries. But tough negotiations lie ahead with opposition Democrats over the scope of the more assistance to offset the severe economic effects of the pandemic. On Fox News Sunday, Mnuchin called the 70% wage replacement figure a very fair level. But that figure, if adopted by Congress, would sharply cut federal benefits to unemployed by two-thirds. One mid-May report said that a fifth of the unemployed workers declined requests from the employers that they return to work because their wages were lower than what they were collecting in jobless benefits. Responding to upgraded travel alerts issued by Britain to citizens visiting Spain, Spain's foreign minister now says her country is safe for tourists. Speaking to reporters, Arantxa Gonzalez-Laya rebuked Britain for imposing a two-week quarantine on all travelers entering the country. This is VOA News. Hurricane Hanna's trail of devastation on the South Texas coast Sunday has been marked by overturned tractor-trailer trucks, downed power lines and roofless homes, and flash flooding, a threat to areas heavily impacted by COVID-19 infections. Hanna, the first storm of the hurricane season, came ashore as a Category 1 hurricane. It continues to lose power. In Hawaii, Maui's island's mayor says that he is very thankful that Hurricane Douglas did not cause any major damage. And it, as it bore down, packing torrential rains and damaging winds as it churns just east of the islands in the Central Pacific. Hawaiian islands are still expected to experience large swells on Monday, producing life-threatening and potentially destructive surf along the shores. Sudan's Prime Minister Abdallah Hamdok announced that security forces are being stationed in the Darfur region, known for its tribal violence. This decision comes after an increase in deadly violence between Arab nomadic tribes and African farming tribes. At least 20 people were killed Friday in South Darfur by gunmen as they returned to their fields after an absence of more than 15 years. That's according to local tribal chief. Those killed Friday had been allowed to return to their land under an agreement reached 2 months ago with those who settled there during a conflict in Darfur. The conflict, which erupted in 2003, between the predominantly Arab regime of Omar al-Bashir and insurgents from ethnic minorities who consider themselves marginalized, has led to hundreds of thousands of deaths and millions of displaced, according to the UN. In recent years, it has waned in intensity, and in 2019, Bashir was overthrown by the army under pressure from street protest. Malaysia officials say that 24 Rohingya migrants are feared to have drowned off a Malaysian resort island near Thailand. Malaysian authorities launched a search and rescue operation Sunday for the Rohingya refugees who disappeared after jumping in the water from a boat and attempted to swim to the island of Langkawi. Malaysia's Coast Guard says 25 people tried to swim to shore late Saturday, but only one of them made it to the island. Muslim majority Malaysia is a favored designation for Rohingya Muslims seeking a better life after escaping a 2017 military crackdown. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.